The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We got a knockout Southern girl in the Pep Talk studio this morning. Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Good morning. In with us this morning is Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team from Levin Rinke Realty. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling a little sad because we lost one of the Beach Boys since yesterday. So I've been playing Beach Boy music all morning on the station.
I love it.
Yeah. So, hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Definitely not a California girl. A Florida girl here.
She's got that look, though. The long blonde hair, the tan. She's sporting this little outfit today, as usual.
Yeah, they should have made a song about Florida girls, though.
This is true.
Yes.
No argument from you.
100%.
Yep, you got it. So what's happening in the market? Tell us everything.
The market's weird. I think I've said this before. Sellers think it's 2021. Buyers and their parents think it's 2008.
Right.
So we have a weird thing going on there. But some new news came out where right now there are 500,000 more sellers in the United States than there are buyers.
Wow.
So we're definitely in a buyer's market.
Wow.
But we are still seeing multiple offers. We had a couple of those this week, but it's really about pricing, pricing strategically. And on one of them, we listed it and we ended up getting more than list price because the market determines the price.
Right.
I wish we could all day long. That would be so cool if I could just go abracadabra and say your home is now worth $2 million. But
yeah,
unfortunately, the market decides that.
Mm-hmm.
So really pricing strategically is huge, making sure your home is seen in the best light, and just being very aggressive in marketing is huge. And we do that with all of our homes. And ultimately, if your home isn't moving, it's typically price.
Right.
We use this matrix where it's, you have price, condition, and location.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a really good condition and a really great location, you're going to give up on price. You're going to pay the top dollar. But if you're like, hey, I want a good value and I want really good condition, you're probably going to be in a less desirable location. And it's just this matrix where you have to give up one.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get all three. You don't get rock bottom price, best location, and it's in perfect condition. You just don't. And looking at that, and typically if we go, we can't change your location. We can't change your condition. The only thing we can change now is most likely your price.
Right.
And whether you're okay with it or not, that's where we talk with you and figure out what your goals are and go from there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all about compromise, isn't it? And figuring out what is the best option?
It is. And when you get to that perfect price, the buyers do come. And we see this every single day. We do. And they're like, well, won't they come down? Won't they do a lowball offer? I get this every single day. And unfortunately, not really. If you are too far out of bounds, like if you're at the car lot and you're wanting to buy a Honda Civic, but then you're looking at that Mercedes, you know they're not going to take a Honda price for that Mercedes. So you're going, I'm not even going to drive it because I know I'm going to like it and then I'm going to be sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of similar to homes. If it's over their price significantly, they're not even going to go look at it. Because also their agents are saying, hey, that is kind of priced where it needs to be. Maybe they have a little wiggle room, but not 100,000. And we don't want those people in there. If they're not pre-approved at your price, we don't want them going in there. It's a waste of everyone's time.
Well, I think that's a very important point because if you get pre-qualified, pre-approved, then you know what your price range is.
Exactly.
Because I don't even look if it's something I can't afford.
Exactly. And we see that all the time. And a lot of people are just surprised by that. They're like, why won't they just throw out an offer? That's just not the market we're in. We're not seeing that because for so long you haven't been able to do it. Again, if it's maybe within 5%, you might see that, but much more than that. I had one recently where the price is $399. She came in at $350. And honestly, the seller laughed. She goes, we're not going to even counter. We're not even going to counter that. And we see that all the time.
Interesting.
So then she goes, once she comes back with a more reasonable offer, then we can talk. So they came in at $375 and then we negotiated and got it under contract. But much more, I mean, and most people aren't going to negotiate a ton. Again,
right.
If your price is maybe 5%.
Well, usually because so much thought has gone into that initial price.
It has. And you've looked at it. Sometimes though, sellers tell you where they want it to be. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, okay, we'll work together here. But if we get consistent feedback that it's overpriced or if it sits too long, we need to make an adjustment.
Right.
And you just see that. So that's what I like to tell people a lot. So we have that going on. And I want to encourage people to like follow me on social media because you and I get to hang out, you know, once every 2 weeks where I get to talk about everything happening in the market. But on social media, I'm talking about that all the time. So you can always be updated on what is happening in the real estate market, what's happening in our community.
You
when
do
it comes
a great job. I'm always liking and loving your social media, but you also do videos.
Yeah, a lot of videos. So just break it down where it's really fast to understand what's happening, development, things that might impact your home value or impact where you might want to live.
And I've seen other people's videos, but yours are really good because you actually know how to do video. From your journalism career.
Yes, so. Well, I am comfortable with it.
Right, and exactly.
Being
that
able
shows.
To get stuff, you know, conveyed and quickly.
Yes.
Being like, okay, you got 30 seconds.
Right.
Tell it to me type of
there
thing.
There you go. Okay, we're talking with Christina Leavenworth from the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. If you have a question about real estate, the market, buying, selling, Christina is here to answer your questions. 850-437-1620. We've already got a question that came in. It says, does Christina have any investment clients? How does she advise them in a buyer's market?
Yeah, so I have a ton of investor clients. And so I do think there are some deals to be had because that's what they're looking for. So a great way is to look at days on market. So I can filter it out. Have you been on the market more than like 5 months? If so, you're probably getting more stressed out. And so we can filter things out that way and then really just look at different things. Has it been on and off the market a few times? Has it gone under contract and then fell apart? Went under contract and then fell apart. Again, those people might be a lot more motivated than somebody that just listed their home. So we do that. And then we also know of a lot of like off-market deals and we have a lot of connections with that. And yeah, we work with them all the time. And I invest as well. So I can personally underwrite it and go, okay, I think this makes sense financially versus other things going, it depends on your goals. Are you hoping to cash flow? Are you hoping for tax savings? Are you hoping just to have equity over time and really helping them figure out what they want? But we do it all the time. And with flips and stuff, this is my favorite when we can come in and help you pick out the finishes. Because that
makes definitely
such a big difference because we know what buyers are looking for because we're out with them all day, every day. And I love to say this, ugly costs just as much as pretty. It's so true. When you're doing a reno, if you pick an ugly color of paint versus like a more satisfying to the eye color of paint, that costs you the same. That backsplash costs you the same. So why don't we pick something pretty and then you're going to make more money?
And you're aware because you're in the market every single day what is current.
Yeah.
Not necessarily trendy, but what are the things that are selling?
And we hear what they say. We hear, they go, oh, like, why'd they do that? That looks kind of weird. And so all the time we love to do it and then almost come up with like a template. Like, hey, use this paint color, use these floors, this countertop, this backsplash. And also, we're looking for not that expensive materials, just stuff that looks great. It looks great. It's good quality, but you're not paying a ton of money for it. So we love it when they trust our opinion. And we had one person that, you know, decided it was a flipper, paint every single room a different vibrant color, had different floors going throughout. And he thought it was cool. You thought that, oh my goodness, like they're going to have like a different experience in each room.
An expressive artist.
Yeah. And the way, and I was like, and you always try to be kind and respectful, but most buyers in our market are not wanting a different experience in every single room. They want the home to flow. They don't want that type of stuff. And this is like my favorite thing to tell people when I'm talking to developers or flippers. Throw a little wallpaper up. And I know so many people are going to be like, wallpaper? Ew. But in a powder bath, throw just a dash of wallpaper up because the ladies love it. And let's be honest, a lot of times it is the women buying houses. It is women picking out their vacation rental that they're going to go on that vacation, or they're buying that house. And they go, the cute factor goes so far where they go, oh, that's cute. Cha-ching. And I say that all day long. Like, let's get the cute factor. And then if they do that, oh, I love that. That's so cute. Oh, look at that pot filler. Like, different things that they probably won't even use that much. But that, I mean, wallpaper's cheap. It is. Like, get just you just put it half up the wall, mm-hmm. and it looks cute. Rather than using builder-grade mirrors, go to TJ Maxx and get, like, standalone ones that look really cute. Mm-hmm. And it goes a long way, and it doesn't cost you that much of a difference.
I love it. We're talking with Christina Leavenworth with Love & Reinke Realty and the Leavenworth team. We got some questions coming in, and so please text them in, 850-437-1620. That was a great question about investment properties. This question is a little bit more about what we're talking about. Is Subway tile for a backsplash in the kitchen still good white?
I love Subway tile. It's classic. It is classic and it's simple. I think that that goes a really long way. Something to think about, though, is the grout color you use. Because that can totally change the look of it. Mm-hmm. So I like simple. I like simple. I like white Subway tile.
They put white question mark.
Yeah. I like white Subway tile. I think it's classic and simple and it's not going out of style.
What is happening with countertops now? Is granite still in, or what is kind
people
of
like
seeing
quartz.
A lot of different
marble? People like quartz a lot. Mm-hmm. Quartz is a good product. It's very easy to maintain. So a lot of people like that. That's mm-hmm. what we see mostly right now.
Okay. So we're talking with Christina Leavenworth, 850-437-1620. So in addition to helping your clients, helping the sellers, what is your most important tip for buyers?
I mean, so many. Just getting prepared, getting pre-approved, making sure that they are able to save some money, and just really figuring out what they want. I think that sometimes buyers don't know what they want, and that's where mm-hmm. we help them. Maybe they think they want to be in East Hill, but then you start talking to them. Okay, here's what your electricity will look like. Here's what your insurance will look like. And they might go, you know what? Like, a lower payment is a lot more important to me. I'm willing to drive 20 minutes from
sure.
Milton or something to get into town. So just listening to them and what they want, I think that's really important. And just starting the journey, getting pre-approved, figuring out the finances.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at some math. If you pay $2,000 a month and you rent a place for 7 years, you paid off someone else's mortgage. That's $160,000.
Yes, it is.
And that money going into a house, I mean, you're paying down, you know, your principal, you're hopefully building equity, you have some sort of tax benefits, and you don't have a landlord that's going to call you and say, hey, I'm selling the house next month. You need to move.
Right. So you have security.
And that for me is the biggest thing. Like, you can paint your daughter's room light pink or whatnot.
Right.
And not bright pink, please. Light pink's fine.
Light pink.
But yeah.
After just having said about
yes,
the colors.
You can do that, but you can do that, and you can grow into your home and build memories there. And I think there was some stat as far as people that have any sort, like, the average, like, net worth of a homeowner is like 77 times one of a non-homeowner.
Interesting.
Something crazy like that. Don't quote me on it, mm-hmm. but it was something where I go, say what?
Right.
Where, because again, you're able to, you know, by the time you have several hundred thousand dollars, your home's paid off.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a great tip. So, like, if you can do a 15-year mortgage, that's awesome to do to get your home paid off. But if you want to keep the 30-year and keep that payment, if you make bi-weekly payments, and so it's paying every 2 weeks, it kind of tricks you into paying more, and you pay your home off 7 years earlier.
Oh, right.
So that's a great way to build equity, mm-hmm. Where you don't feel the pain as much.
Right.
Where
right.
it's like, okay, like, I can do it every 2 weeks. Like, when I get paid, mm-hmm. I get paid, then my mortgage comes out, and you end up making, I think, like, one or two extra payments. I think you make one extra payment a year, and that's what does it.
Interesting.
So
that's a great,
that's a great hack.
Yeah.
To be able to build that wealth. And yeah, it's just, I'm a huge believer in owning a home. And mm-hmm. I think almost anyone can if they have the desire.
Well, sometimes people get intimidated, especially first-time home buyers. So if someone's going into it for the first time, how can they reach you? What do they
yeah,
need to do?
I mean, it's really easy. Just Google Christina Leavenworth or follow me on any of the platforms out there. Our phone number is 850-378-1260. So put that in your phone on speed dial and text or call and just say, hey, I'm curious about buying a home. I'd love to sit down. And we would love to sit down with you or Zoom with you and take our time
mm-hmm.
and go through the whole process. This is what it looks like. Here's what some upfront charges would be. This is the time frame, and do all that. Because if you start searching, even if you go to ChatGPT, Google, you're going to get a million different answers where we can tell you what's happening in our market.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what we're seeing as far as once you start searching, when you'd be in a house, if you have a lease right now, let's figure out timing so it makes sense for you. Because you don't want to, like, tell your landlord and then you don't find the house.
Correct.
So yeah. Doing all that and just really working with you where we can say, okay, let's listen to your situation and figure out what is best.
Mm-hmm. So also beware of ChatGPT. Because at this point, what they've discovered is that it's taking information from all over the internet.
Yes.
But there's no fact-checking.
Yeah, no fact-checking at all.
So you might be getting, you might get a lot of good information, but you also might have some erroneous information mixed in with it. So yeah. Better, I think, to have
just
a human being.
Just to talk to us. Just to talk to us because we see it every day.
Firsthand, exactly.
Yeah, and if it was like, how can I get zero down? They're going to pull all sorts of different things. Where it's like, oh, okay, I can tell you. USDA, mm-hmm. VA. Now there's an FHA product with zero down and da-da-da-da-da. And then we get the seller to pay your closing costs. And we'll tell you how it actually works. Or if you were to like look it up, like, what are our insurance prices in Florida? You're not going to get an accurate number.
Correct.
Because we will say, okay, well, where are you looking? What type of home? And then really be able to narrow it down going, because new homes, maybe you're at $1,200 a year, which is totally reasonable. Mm-hmm. Some of these older homes, they're tough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Talking with Christina Leavenworth, if you've got a question about buying, selling the real estate market here in Pensacola and the surrounding area, 850-437-1620. So what else are you seeing this summer? Things, are you busy? Are you not so busy? Is this a busy time of year for you?
We've been busy. We've been busy. But I think it's also like we're constantly learning and implementing new things, so we keep ourselves busy. Mm-hmm. But I mean, we're still like, you know, getting lots of showings, getting homes under contract, moving things. Typically, the, you know, most busiest time is spring. Overall. But what I tell people is the best time to sell is when you're ready. I don't know what's going to happen with the economy. I don't know anything at all about that stuff. We can all make projections and guess, but no one has any idea. So if you're ready to sell, we know today's market. Mm-hmm. I don't know tomorrow's market. I can make, right. If I could sell prices for whatever I wanted, like that would be the number one superpower. And then right. To be able to predict the market, I think a lot of people wish they could do that.
Mm-hmm. Some people try.
Yeah, we don't know, but I think it's when you're ready. And a lot mm-hmm. of people are sitting on a lot of equity. For people not sitting on much equity, we are seeing that situation. We have some solutions, and we can at least talk with you and help you maybe figure it out. Maybe renting is the right idea for you, mm-hmm. and we can connect you like a rental manager. Maybe, you know, trying to pull from another investment, and maybe you do have to bring money to the table. Never fun, but if you don't want to be a landlord and you just got orders to leave, that might be your only option.
Right.
And that's also when you talk to us, and if you tell me I probably only want to own this home for 2 years, we're going to tell you not to buy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you to rent all day long. That is not a good strategy. Like, we really want you to like own that home for like 5 years.
As a minimum.
Yeah. I mean, and sometimes we'll see it go up and like have that plan going on.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're military, be like, okay, what is your plan when you get transferred? And they go, I'd like to rent it. Okay, yeah, let's do this. Let's figure this out. And it's a great way for them to build wealth, because if you're a military member and you rent it out, you can keep using your VA eligibility as you go. So every single like station you're at, you can buy a home. And by the time you retire, in addition to your retirement, that's a great nest egg.
Right, right. No, that's very smart.
If the numbers make sense. If you know that, hey, my mortgage is less than what I can get in rent. Mm-hmm. And that's where we would help them. We would say, okay, let's look at this, what your mortgage is going to be, so we can make sure you're covered if your goal is to rent it.
Okay, so this is all great advice. And this comes from how many years of experience now for you?
So I've been doing it since 2017. And okay. It's like, it feels like that was yesterday, but it's actually 8 years ago.
And what a volatile 8 years it's been.
And I feel like it's more like 20 years for me because I listen to so many podcasts and go so hard and work like 10 hours a day. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and probably in realtor life, that's like 30 years of experience.
Right.
Because it's been full time since day
sure.
one.
And you went through COVID and through the market.
Went through all that stuff.
Such a learning
curve. And that's
curve.
Where it's like, with that experience, you go, okay, no, I can't predict this. Like, everyone thought things would go terrible during COVID, and then they went insane. And I was on a panel for our brokerage recently, and we were just all talking about, like, what to do when deals go south.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thing, experience. We've been through it. That's why we know to dot all the I's, cross all the T's, and doing it just from when you've had so many things thrown at you and you figure it out, now you have systems in place.
Mm-hmm.
And you only get that from experience.
Right. So what is your favorite part of this whole job?
I mean, helping people. It is so special helping people. And whether they're moving and getting to know them along the way. And, yeah, just the whole process of it. And a home is so special for people.
Absolutely.
It really, really is. I was telling my daughter about that the other day. She's like, why do you do all these videos? I'm like, to meet more people that need to buy and sell. She's like, why? And I'm like, because it's so cool, honey. I get to help pick out where their Christmas tree goes. It's so special. They get to have memories here. They get to have the memories I have with you. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, that is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. It is pretty cool. I like the Christmas tree idea.
Yeah, just, I mean, being able to do all that. And it's awesome. And people really need the help. And when mm-hmm. we can come in and help their situation, that feels awesome.
Well, I think that that's what makes a difference with you, is because it's evident that you really care.
We really do. We really do. And also, I'm really competitive.
So no, I know, right? I've never noticed that.
But very competitive. So it's like, I want to win. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to win. And winning is by selling your house or helping you find a house right. if it's right for you.
Right.
Like that's winning. I don't want to lose.
I think that's a good philosophy yeah. in your business yeah. for sure.
And if again, with the investors, if we can help you make your home prettier, then we have a better chance of winning.
And I love some of the things that you do to make it prettier, too.
Yeah, and
you talked a lot about
that.
Because you really pay attention to detail when you're getting your house ready to sell.
Absolutely, because that makes our job so much easier. Mm-hmm. Because the screen appeal is the new curb appeal. You need to get people to fall in love with it on the screen in order to come in.
Interesting.
They're not really being like, oh, I don't know about it. Maybe it looks better in person. No, like they already like it based on what they see online. So it's really important that looks amazing and your descriptions are on point and you're getting people in through everything online.
So where can a buyer go to see your listings now?
So our website, mm-hmm. bestrealtorsinpensacola.com, or Google me. You can see all of our listings. And the great news is we can sell not just our listings. We can sell any home that's in this area. We new construction, use us, because we are blue tape ninja walkthrough people. That means when the home is finally done, they give us blue tape to go through there and get nitpicky mm-hmm. and go, all right, I don't like the paint here. This floor looks weird. This cabinet doesn't close right. And we do that and help you, and we help you negotiate. So if you're ever thinking about new construction, call us first, because we know all the deals the builders have, and they all have different ones. And some of them, I mean, are like 3.9% interest rate. Mm-hmm. They have some great options out there.
Interesting, yeah.
That's where, like, we were pricing it out the other day on a $300,000 home, and it was a $1,500 payment, which is cheaper than rent.
Wow. So, yes, it is.
Yeah,
that's great.
With that sort of thing. So we're really able to help there. So yeah, 850-378-1260. And then just, yeah, Google me, follow me, say hi. I love like connecting. So it's my favorite thing.
Mm-hmm. And you're on Facebook?
Facebook, Instagram, all the things.
Okay. All the things.
Yes.
So we're talking with Christina Levin. We still have a couple minutes left. If you want to send in a question for her at 850-437-1620. So now where are you off to now? What happens next for you for the next week or two?
It was so funny. Yeah, I was like, my daughter was at pickleball camp, and the tennis
cute.
Coach was like, the pickleball coach was like, so what does your day look like? So, I mean, the other day it was a lunch, but so I'm going to a broker's open. It's where you invite a lot of agents over to look at the home. So mm-hmm. you get them there and you get their feedback. Then, making some phone calls, doing some deal doctoring, that sort of thing. Just, making sure everything's staying on track, dealing with repairs. That's kind of the fun part of the job, how there's so many different things.
Do you ever get a day off? Because I know so many open houses are on the weekends.
Well,
I've noticed,
and that's the beauty of having a team. But if you're a realtor that like loves your clients and cares, it's kind of hard to. Because
mm-hmm.
You might be off, but then if someone texts you, you're going to write back. Or if they call you, you're like, oh my gosh, yes, I can help you. Can I go check out your home on Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Because you just want to, like, when people come to you, you want to be able to help them.
Of course.
And I think that's been, honestly, that's what people say is the special sauce. We always get back to them ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
And we might say, hey, I can't meet today, but I can meet Monday, versus like them calling and not getting a call back for 2 days.
Right.
We had someone recently call us, and he's like, I've called 6 realtors and not one has called me back.
Wow.
And I'm like, what? We're like, that is crazy. Like, we'll be there in 5 minutes. Like, we'll be there. We got you. Like, you want to sell your house? Okay. So different things like that where they don't take it professionally, and they're not doing it. There's plenty that do.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good chunk that don't. So
right.
It's really important you get someone that uses all the systems and marketing and processes we do.
Okay. So if someone is thinking about buying or selling, they can come in and talk to you. They could call you.
Yeah. I mean, we love it. We can meet. We can Zoom. We can talk on the phone. Whatever works for you, come to your house. Whatever's best for you. And 850-378-1260.
850-378-1260.
Yes.
Got it. I'm writing it down.
Yes, yes. But I want people to put it on in their phone as like Christina Realtor. Because mm-hmm. I know when I look for people, I look by what I tagged them as. So like right. John Painter, so-and-so handyman, mm-hmm. so-and-so mortgage. I think I had you in my phone for years as Meg Chamber.
That's
because you used to work for the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, I was with the Gulf Breeze Chamber for a number of years and then the Pensacola Beach Chamber for a number of years.
But so that's like how I put people in because funny. It's like, wait, what was their name? But I'm like, I know Chamber.
Yep.
So and I do it with everyone. So like Christina Realtor. Christina
I have
Real
you
Estate.
As Realtor. Yes,
I love it. I love it. Awesome.
All right. One more time, your website, phone number.
Yeah. Christina Leavenworth, best realtors in Pensacola.com. Just Google us and you'll find us. Just Google Christina Leavenworth, 850-378-1260.
Christina, it's always a pleasure having you here. Thank you so much for being on Pep Talk. We'll be back with our next guest coming up right after the news. Thanks again, Christina Leavenworth with Leaven Rinky Realty.